Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of sin.
We're here with Campbell McNulty now. Campbell was general manager of Sin more recently than any of us. Hi, Campbell.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Thanks for being here. When did you start at Sin, and when were you the general manager?
I started in 2015, and I started as a staff member. So I had been a volunteer and a presenter at a community radio station called PBS in Melbourne. I did work experience there and fell in love with it. So I didn't jump over to Sin until 2015, and I was the education and training manager there, looking after sort of school programming and all the training that we did. And then I was the general manager from 2018 until early 2020.
Same trajectory as me.
Oh, there you go.
A couple of stepping stones. Started us as the training manager and then into GM.
Yep.
Solid. Yeah. Kudos, yeah. Campbell.
It was a great apprenticeship. Yeah. A great apprenticeship and a really great opportunity to work with some of the youngest broadcasters at Sin. The school programming still some of my favourite programming.
Same.
And your time at Sin, correct me if I'm wrong, Campbell, was pretty momentous because you were involved in moving the studios.
Yeah, that was a huge milestone for us. So where you're broadcasting from now, we've been based out of there for, time flies. I guess it must be 3 years or so. We moved in 2019. And that had been a long time coming. So before that, we were based out of a space which was known as the House of Sin, which I'm sure you all remember.
Fondly.
A sort of two-story terrace house. Yeah. Which had heaps of character and like these wonderful murals all over the walls. A lot of Sin history was very visible there.
Well, it was very much like a share house, right? It had a definite share house vibes.
Including a toilet directly off the main work area, which is very reminiscent of my early share houses as well, like a badly placed toilet.
Yeah, the share house vibe is bang on. And had some other limitations, like the upstairs space wasn't accessible at all. So we started thinking about moving to a different location. I don't know. I think it was on the agenda for a while, maybe even before I started working there.
During my time.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't mean to be negative. It was such a fabulous space as well. It had so much great energy and we all really made it our home. That's what was literally called the House of Sin.
It was to our culture, I think, at the time.
Yeah. Mm.
But it was also very separate from the studios.
Yes.
And so I think the journey of space and belonging in a physical space at Sin has been a perennial kind of discussion because back in my day we didn't have enough space and we were shoehorned into a cupboard basically,
which was here at RMIT.
Pardon? In Building 12, Level 4, where the old studios were, there was a small office which was the space that I worked out of along with 12 other people or something, and it was smaller than this studio. So it's really we didn't have enough space and we bit by bit expanded to lay claim on little bits of RMIT's space that they would let us use. But it always felt it was always a big discussion within the organisation about how do we sufficiently claim a space that we can use, that young people can feel is their own, that feels the right vibe for us. And the House of Sin building certainly had a lot of that going for it, but it wasn't perfect because it didn't have the accessibility requirements and it didn't have the studios kind of within the same space. So
you had to run across the road.
Yeah.
if you were planning your show at the House of Sin and you were about to go on air and you'd lost track of time, you literally have to bolt out the front door and across what is the big street that you cross?
Victoria
Parade.
Yeah.
Yep. And run into the studios. And often, you know, if the studio had gone off air, you'd have to make that dash to get the studio back on air. One of my most vivid memories. But Campbell, tell us about that journey then, moving the studios over to here. That must have just been a huge change, not just physically, but also in bringing the whole community of Sin volunteers along on that change.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So we grappled with all of the different issues that you were just talking about. We secured a space in Building 10 and 12 in RMIT, and RMIT came on board and supported us with that, which was great. And that was locked in by the time I started as general manager, so we were committed to that space. But then it sort of fell to me to manage the whole process of fitting it out and moving our community over there. The challenges, I think, were there was a period of time where we sort of had a foot in both worlds. We were still broadcasting out of the old studios, inducting volunteers into the new studio space. And in the front of our mind always was the idea of wanting to get foot traffic and wanting to make it quite easy and accessible and welcoming for volunteers. And we tried to do that through events and signage and all that kind of stuff because, I mean, you're there right now, you know that you have to kind of walk up through the main entrance of RMIT but then disappear down a little bit of a side corridor to actually find the studios. So we worked on signage and hosting lots of events there to familiarise people with the space. I think as time's gone on, people have become more comfortable with knowing where it is and how to find it. But one of the other challenges I think has come with just being a bit more integrated into the central part of the university, while keeping kind of a distinct culture and a distinct brand, because the House of Sin was a building that was owned by RMIT, but kind of removed from the main bit of the campus and very easy to imprint our own character on that. So I think we've had to make a bit more of an effort to make sure that people understand where we fit in that ecosystem and that we are not just part of RMIT. Like the casual observer just walking past wouldn't immediately understand that. Mm. So that's something else we had to do, the branding everywhere, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Was there anything unexpected or surprising in that process, or anything that maybe exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the really wonderful things that came out of it was that we're sort of co-located now in the office space with RMITV and Catalyst, so some other student media organisations. So we have some of our own spaces, our own studios, but we also have some shared spaces. And that's led to some really fruitful collaborations, I think. Mm. Our television program, 1700, we sort of turned that into a co-production with Channel 31, which brought in a whole lot more volunteers and access to really beautiful new television studios that are downstairs, which are owned by RMITV, but we use that to produce some of our video productions as well. So, yeah, that was a really pleasant surprise, and I think probably there was a bit, you know, people were a little bit wary about how that was going to work initially, you know, how is it going to work having some shared spaces with these other organisations? But I think that's been a huge benefit to us and has just sort of opened up more collaboration.
I think at the time that was kind of bold because, I mean, it required a fair bit of trust, which SIN is all about, trusting other young people who are doing stuff. But, but it, you know, it's pre-co-working space being a cool thing, I think, as well.
You're saying SIN led the charge on that joke.
Yeah, why not? Let's claim it.
As with everything. Thanks. Thank you so much, Campbell, for chatting to us today. It's incredible to see where SIN is now after 20 years on air. And, you know, the station just has such a bright future.
And this infrastructure that we're using, I know, you know, we're here in it, and it's can't possibly try to describe it over the airwaves in and do it justice. It's just fantastic, and kudos to you and the current SIN team for setting it up. And that's a big part of the GM job, is keeping the walls up, keeping the technical stuff going, keeping the bills paid.
Yeah,
definitely.
To enable those youth voices to be heard across the city and across the world. So, thank you so much.
Thank you. Lovely to chat.
Coming of age, celebrating 20 years of SIN.